All right, guys. Apparently, the gods have frowned upon the end of the Haberdasher show. There, we had some technical difficulties once again. Have no fear. I'm here to get you all totally messed up on drugs you stole from your mom. This is Josh Sturgeon with Mother's Milk here, WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Normally, we do 2 hours of songs about booze, but June is drug month, so we're doing 2 hours of songs tonight to close out the month about prescription drugs. Should be fun. We'll start it out with the only real classic prescription drug song that I'll be playing tonight, and it kind of set the mold for all other prescription drug songs to come. So hope you dig it. How can you not? It's the Rolling Stones with Mother's Little Helper. You're listening to WRIR, and I thank you for it.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say, they just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Life's just much too hard today. I hear every mother say, the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Let's put on the Wiggles and pop a couple Ritalin. Don't blame Mama or tell her how lazy she's been. It's been prescribed by a doctor, and the doctor said it ain't no sin. So let's put on the Wiggles and pop a couple Ritalin. Let's put on MacGyver and pop. No college cancer to tell me how lucky I are. I lay the blame on a clinical name, and it's got me this far. Yeah, let's put on MacGyver and pop a couple Xanny bars. If only Dad would spank me instead of doping me up and messing with my head. I might have turned out to be a wicked guy, but it's all right, you're a guy. So let's put on some Soul Train and snort a little cocaine. I'll chop some lines, maybe one at a time, until we're feeling no pain.
let's put on some Scooby-Doo and roll a couple Doobie-Doos. Yeah, let's put on some Scooby-Doo and smoke a couple Doobie-Doos.
And in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thank you. shots are for Derek. For rifle, not the handgun. For coffee and cigarettes, give it back. You know, suicide isn't painless when you leave everyone in pain. Two shots will never go down the same. This beating's for Jimmy, for ultimate devotion. For your mind of my own, bring out your dead. Sedated, flagellated, you are the one most loved and hated. Thanks for all that carpet and your songs. Oh, this Patron's for Jason, and this Lager's for Andy, and these doses are for Bomber, and this fix is for Bradley. This Ritalin's for Lumpy, and this Speedball's for Friday. This nitrous hit is for Lynn and best friend Dobbs. This bowl is for my mom, for drinking more than I did, for posting bail for me in New York, and in Hollywood that first time, and that joint we smoked was the worst time, 'cause doing drugs with parents is just wrong. Oh, this Patron's for Jason, and this Lager's for Andy, and these doses are for Bomber, and this fix is for Bradley. This song is for winning losers, it's for lucky substance abusers, the ones who left their black marks on us all.
What?
Are you feeling mellow now? Let's see. We started out at the top of the hour with Mother's Little Helper, the original classic gold standard prescription drug song by the Rolling Stones. Then you heard Wiggles and Riddlin' by Reckless Kelly, which catalogs a number of drugs, some of them prescription, some of them not, as well as a number of cartoons and television shows that they might be appropriate with, which is amusing to me. I love that song. Daddy's on Prozac after that by Joseph Arthur. Doornails by NoFX, which included a couple of prescription drug references along with the traditional Mother's Milk booze references and even some other drug references. That was really a catch-all song. I think I could have played it any time, any show this month or any other month. So, hey, maybe you'll see it again sometime. Maybe you won't. I don't know. Prozac versus heroin, sort of tied in week two with this final week four. That was by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. That last track was Denali and was called Prozac. I think I'm going to up-tempo it a little bit. You might have noticed this week that I'm going sans audio bed because I was listening to some of my older shows before I started bringing in bed music every week. And I kind of enjoyed it. Just the silence of me and my voice and all of you out there, all one or two of you. listening in radio and or internet land. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, and I hope that you enjoy your time here with Mother's Milk. If you'd like to give me a call, feel free to do so, 804-649-9737. You can also email the show, mothersmilkradio@gmail.com, and I will respond appropriately to whatever you would like to ask or say. Let's wake up now. This is Clutch with Promoter of Earthbound Causes.
Swindled the promoter, took the lunatics for a ride. And a little voice inside my head said, Rosemary, baby, I got the time out.
Trump, space, waste, brain dumb, Nostradamus, prophecies, warfare.
Joan Baez's Many Causes, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. While known for her civil rights and Vietnam War peace activism, she has also stood alongside gays and lesbians in their struggle for equal rights. In 1978, Baez performed in benefit concerts to defeat the Briggs Initiative, a law which would have banned openly gay teachers from teaching in California public schools. On November 27th of that same year, Baez sang Swing Low, Sweet Chariot at the Memorial March for the assassinated San Francisco City Supervisor, Harvey Milk. In 1994, along with Janis Ian, she played for a benefit for the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. Her song, Altar Boy and the Thief, from her 1977 album, Blown Away, was written in dedication to her gay fans. Baez continues to be the voice of the unheard. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Gene Pembleton.
This could be a scene.
And we're back. What up, y'alls? You heard, where did we start last time? It was a while ago. We started with Clutch, didn't we? That song was pretty fun. It was called Promoter of Earthbound Causes. That had a nice little Ritalin reference in it. Prozac Logic followed that by Nine Shocks Terror. The name seems incomplete. It needs more words or something. I don't know. Maybe it just needs some cool apostrophes or... or an umlaut. That's what it needs. That's all it needs. That's all any name needs is an umlaut. After Nine Shocks Terror, you heard Prophecies, parentheses, Almost Over, which would not have fit in all that well with the Haberdasher's parenthetical set tonight, but would technically have been worthy of inclusion. That was by a band called Motograder. Then we heard, what do we hear? We heard The Rainbow Minute. Then we heard Ask Her for Adderall by The Hold Steady. This is a Call by the Foo Fighters. And the last track was Xanax by Secret Lives of the Freemasons, which is a cooler name than the band is, I think. I didn't really enjoy that song all that much. And I'm not a really big Foo Fighters fan either, although I do have a friend or two who would totally just poop themselves if they heard me say that, because they don't understand how anyone could dislike the Foo Fighters. I don't know. I guess I don't actively dislike them anymore. I kind of did high school, probably because it was cool to dislike things that other people liked. I think I'm mostly over that, but I still just don't get into the Foo Fighters for some reason. Anyways, to make up for that not edgy, oh so mainstream, oh so radio friendly music, I'm gonna play you some Killing Joke, because those guys don't get any radio play ever, do they? This is Prozac people, and we're gonna just keep it British for the next set.
Took a green and yellow pill, washed down with photography, then it travel down the longitude of opposite emotions. I bipolar. In the north they saw my upside, my excitable and optimistic spirit. In the south they saw my anger, emerges and motor spirit. They saw my moves.
Yeah.
That was Ringo Starr with Minefield. I really gotta check out like Ringo's 90s and 2000s era stuff, because he has that one song that I played on the show relatively regularly, a couple times a year probably, Free Drinks. And that song is so awesome and like brutal and good. It's hard to believe that it's the same guy who brought us The Octopus's Garden or like most of his 70s output that I can think of. It's all... Well, I guess when he's doing country, he's all right. If a little weird when he's doing other stuff, it's just not impressive. But man, that song Free Drinks was awesome. And that track, Minefield, was actually pretty good too. So apparently I'm missing out on the Ringo train. Before that, you heard Duran Duran sounding an awful lot like David Bowie to me with Lady Xanax off of one of their 2000s era albums. I don't know if they have multiples or if they just have the one. I probably should. I'm a bad instructor. We started out with Killing Joke, doing Prozac People, which I think is actually also from an album in 2000. I'm not 100% on that. Wow, I played all new music by old bands and or dudes. Word, Shaw. All right, you're listening. That's the second time I said that tonight. What's going on in my brain? I don't know. Apparently, I really want to play the hip-hop. I think I have a choice between playing the slow stuff and playing the hip-hop. And the slow stuff is better, but apparently my inner soul really wants the hip-hop. First, I will let you know that you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia. Your home for great content like Mother's Milk. Normally, 2 hours of songs about booze. Tonight, we got songs about prescription drugs, because it's fun. This is the last show for Drug Month, which means that Rum Doings is coming up in about 20 minutes. A little less than 20 minutes, but still, about. And that's going to be awesome. But until then, I'm going to play more songs about prescription drugs. This next one is not a song. I'm going to go ahead and play some stand-up. It's been a long time since I played any stand-up on the show, and I think that's a shame. So this is Marc Maron, who I remember from being 12 or 13 in the early 90s, watching on Comedy Central a lot, which is just kind of funny. This takes me back. I think this is newer stuff by him, too. This one's just called Prozac, and... I will warn you that he does use some language that would generally be considered inappropriate outside of the safe harbor. I'm going to assume that he's all right in the safe harbor. And just warn you that if you have your young children staying up at 2 o'clock in the morning with you to listen to songs about prescription drug abuse, then you get what you asked for. I'm sorry. Okay? You know? I'm not going to feel guilty at all about destroying your poor child's brain. I don't think that I will. I think that he'll probably be a perfectly healthy and well-adjusted individual despite listening to Mother's Milk every week when he should be in bed. It's a summertime, I guess, so he doesn't have to go to school tomorrow. Whatever. You're a great parent. Keep it up.
What was my point? Ah, here is it. How many people on medication, please? How many? Really, just you in an audience of 100. One person on fucking pills. You're lying. You're lying, some of you. I know it's not the kind of thing you want to admit in front of people you don't know. You want those people to think you're getting your shit together naturally. Wow, you seem great. What are you doing? Oh, just eating better, exercising. Really, what are you eating? I generally have bran cereal in the morning. I sprinkle Paxil powder right on top of it. And that way, after that, la, 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 de, la. I've been on them. I know what they do, man. They fuck you up. I was on Prozac for a while because, you know, I had issues that I had to deal with. You remember Prozac? It used to be the plug for Prozac. The way they sold it was, it'll change your personality. Yes, it does. Problem being, doesn't get rid of the other one. All right, so now you're walking around with two fucking personalities. One that's being held prisoner by the fucking other one. People come up to you and go, how you doing? And the part that's on Prozac goes, I feel great. But inside you're like, no, let me out. Let me fucking out. This pill-popping freak is taking me hostage. Let me the fuck out. Don't walk away. Don't walk away. Help me. I think I'm going to get some ice cream. No. No such thing as depression. But the reason I think that depression is a scam is it's just like, you know, look, I honestly believe on some level, first of all, look, life isn't easy for anyone, really. I mean, and I think the only difference between disappointment and depression is your level of commitment. See, some people who really laugh at that understand exactly what I'm saying. The rest of you are either, like, really think you're clinically depressed or just like, wow, this guy's fucked up. You know, there's only... And I don't mind when one person laughs in a room full of 60. Because that person is right. Do you understand? And the interesting thing about when one person laughs in a room full of 60 is 59 people look at that person and go, what the fuck? And oddly, that's how religions start. Somebody comes up to you and says, I think you might be depressed clinically. You should say, thank you. Thank you very much. Because that means I'm awake. Is there any reason we shouldn't be depressed? Question, you living on the same fucking planet as me, asshole? Do you ever think that depression might be the reasonable human response to the bullshit we're going through as a species, and it's meant to propel us into the next evolutionary step, or at least to the next step of social change? Do you ever think that? Fuckhead? Do you ever think that maybe it's the people that are happy all the time that are really fucked up in the head? Do you ever think that, asshole? Maybe they're the ones that need pills. You know, these guys. Hey, how's it going? I don't know. I feel great again. Well, that's creepy and weird, man. Maybe you should be on medication. Clearly, you're self-centered, narcissistic, borderline. I don't fucking know, but could you move along? You're draining me with your happy. I'm doing the big work. Move along.
My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
And I done heard 3 morning roosters crow. And I can't live this way no more. My brain's on the Autobahn, my body's slow. Clear to me now, I've been mean and hateful. Jealous, greedy, and so ungrateful. 5 DUIs and I can't drive. It's hard to believe I'm still alive. Skin is plastic, breath is death. A theft charge and debt is all that's left. Computer's glitched, all money's gone. And I don't even know my way back home. Gonna have a few drinks, maybe stop after 4. Long Island iced teas take the me out of me. You can go ask my dad, it takes the him out of heat. Or something caused me to malfunction. I drop the drink and start hunting. Bigger and better things wanting. Something for my sinuses, something for my back pain. Neither one is real, but give me Lauren Tappet, cocaine off the chain. The next 4 days I'm handed. I'm sober and stranded, naked and cattle branded.
And I've landed in a place I don't belong.
Morning roosters crow, and I can't live this way no more. My brain's on the Autobahn, my body's slow. Clear to me now, I've been mean and hateful. Jealous, greedy, and so ungrateful. 5 DUIs and I can't drive. It's hard to believe I'm still alive. Skin is plastic, breath is death. A theft charge and debt is all that's left. Computer's glitched, all money's gone. And I don't even know my way back home.
And I've landed in a place I don't belong.
Wrong.
get my whole heart, get my whole, get my whole, get my whole, and I'll find out more. It's a choo-choo train, a rocket launch. If we have a hormone race, I'm bound to finish first. Find love in a hole. It takes more than fucking someone to keep yourself warm. Fucking someone to keep yourself warm. You won't find love in a, won't find love in a hole. It takes more than fucking someone to keep yourself
seeing the dark.
I compromised and played a Rehab track because Rehab is almost like rap, but not. That track was called I've Landed. Then you heard Keep Yourself Warm by Frightened Rabbit and On a Freezing Chicago Street by Margot Nuclear So-and-So. Thanks to Katie for pointing out slash recommending those last two tracks. And up next, it is time for Rum Doings. I hope that you dig the Rum Doings episode, just as I hope that you dug the hour and 15 or so minutes of prescription drug-related music you just heard. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Back to booze. It's going to be a pleasant, pleasant relief to be playing nothing but drinking songs again. I can tell you that. I hope you're looking forward to it, too.